You went to your high school reunion, yeah? Which one was it?
This was my 25th high school reunion.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, did you ever go to any of your reunions?
I never went to any of them.
I can't say you're missing a whole lot. But did your senior class have a song? Because my senior class had a song, and it came up while I was at the reunion.
If it had a song, I'm sure I wouldn't have liked it.
Was it something like, lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop? That kind of gets around the time you graduated, right?
I don't think so.
Well, check this out. This was our senior class song. Good night, Cleveland. It's been a sweet ride. There's no way you know this.
I have no.
I'm a dreamer.
I'm a dreamer.
But my
this is putrid.
This is putrid.
I'm sorry.
All right, this is Motley Crue. Do you even know who Motley Crue is?
Yeah, I know who Motley Crue is, but I've never heard this song. And last week I put down, or the week before, I put down Kansas.
Yeah, you
I'm
like
really
anything.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm not usually mean. But this is just direct to the gut reaction. All right, let's learn just a little bit. Chorus coming up.
Yeah, wait for it.
Let me know.
One more night.
Woo!
I bet they thought this was. This.
Yeah. All right. Let's lose this for the love of Pete.
Like that. There's something about the aesthetic of Motley Crue that in that style of singing that. In the hands of someone like Jens Lehmann would work. Do you know what I mean? Jens Lehmann rides this line of like, I'm sorry, Jens, but sometimes nearly cheesy, but he's so smart and so endearing that I love him, and he gets away with stuff that no one else can get away with.
He toes that line.
He really does, and I love him dearly. He's got a new record out. Let me play the title cut for you. We just posted the video online for this. It's called I Know What Love Isn't. And this is Jens Lehmann.
To music and look at girls. I want to know if we have the same taste. Do you like blondes or brunettes? The cocooned or the coquette? Don't pull over just yet. Look to the left. There's a 9.5 down the street, and to my right. Serious, but only for the citizenship. I've always liked the idea of it. Our relationship doesn't lie about its intentions and shit. How it doesn't apologize or mythologize all the rules and ideas we filled our heads with. Hey, do you wanna go see a band? Bands. It's always packed with men spooning their girlfriends, clutching their hands, as if they'd let go. Feet would lift from the ground and the sand. I don't know what love is, but I know what it is. innocent.
No one else can get away with playing
70s disco. That is 70s disco. The strings, the flute that came in at the end. The only thing that made it not that is what he was saying, the lyrics and mm-hmm. his voice.
Yeah. And the beat. I mean, there was no disco.
Well,
beat,
yeah, yeah, okay.
But beyond, but I hear you.
Sounded like 70s fluff music to me a little bit. And I don't mean, it's not bad because he does toe that line. But I guess what it made me wonder is, you know, I really did not like 80s pop music at all. But I hear so much music today that I do love that sounds exactly like 80s pop music. And it made me think, well, I wonder if there's anything that you hear in music today that's right out of the 70s you hated when it came out, but you hear it now and it's fun.
I can't figure out why I like his stuff, but constantly do. And I think lyrically, I think, you know, it's me again. Hi, it's Bob. Remember the guy likes the words? He's so funny. Weird. He really twists those words around. And he said this, for some reason, he thinks of this, even though he's been making records for a while, he thinks of this as really his first album. Like instead of making songs with 10 ideas, he says he finally made a record telling one story. And we put a video online too, which you ought to see, of that song, which is really fun. Yes. Anyway, so that's Jens Lechman. And the new record is called I Know What Love Is. No, it's not. It's called I Know. The new record's called I Know What Love Isn't, and it comes out September 4th.
Well, an artist I really did like in the 80s and who is still...
Not going to play Motley Crue.
No. An 80s artist who has been having a profound influence on artists in the last 5 to 10 years, and that's Kate Bush. Anyone who doesn't know Kate Bush, she's a singer. She has an incredibly distinctive voice. She put out some amazing records from the late 70s through the 80s. And we've been hearing her influence, I think, in all lots of artists, from Regina Spektor, I think. Goldfrapp, Fever Ray are just some of the artists, particularly in her voice and sometimes the instrumentation. But Kate Bush is the first person I thought of when I heard this next artist I want to play. It's a group called Nikki and the Dove. It's a guy-girl duo from Sweden and a relatively new group. They've only been playing together for a couple of years, but they've got a really fantastic record out called Instinct. This song is The Drummer. We'll be right back.
Now, you called Jens Lehmann disco steeped.
I said 70s disco string. Yeah. To me, this is it's a lot dancier than anything that Kate Bush ever did. Do you know the Kate Bush song, Running Up the Hill?
Yeah.
Running Up That Hill. Listen to this. This is the beginning of Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush.
Yeah, I hear it.
Can you hear it totally?
Yeah. Without the fierce danceability. Yeah. Right.
It's almost the same progression of the song you just heard. And let's hear her voice for those who don't know it.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good. It doesn't hurt me. Yeah, I hear you. I'm so glad you did that.
Well, there's one other thing that's really interesting about this, the song we just heard, in the Nikki and the Dove. A moment that only lasts a second, but I immediately thought of a Kate Bush song. And listen, here's that moment. It's that low, like evil voice in the background. They pick it up again. In the background, here's Waking Up the Witch by Kate Bush.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So huge, huge influence, gotta be, on Nikki and the Dove, but a great record still, not to take anything at all away from the Nikki and the Dove record. Instinct is the record, and it's the band's debut out now on Sub Pop.
Can I play something without any context?
Sure.
I want to play something without anybody knowing what it is.
All right.
Yeah, just, this is it.
All right, hit it. my first guess was Polyphonic Spree, because who can get that big?
Yeah.
But I'm going to go. I'm going to say it's Amanda Palmer.
Yeah, it was. It totally was.
Does not sound anything like Amanda Palmer. But earlier you'd asked me about some Amanda Palmer stuff, and you said you were going to listen to the new record. I was actually, honestly, just putting two and two together.
The thing was, two things happened today.
And I thought that was a guy singing too.
With Amanda Palmer, and two people I asked, "Do you like Amanda Palmer?" And two people basically said to me, "I don't like a note of Amanda Palmer." I'm sorry, Amanda Palmer. But that's what happened. We played Dresden Dolls, the first record they did back in, mm-hmm. 2002. On All Songs Considered. I've admired her, though I honestly can say that I don't listen to her music much. This new record is absolutely fabulous. The record's called Theater is Evil. She's got a new band called Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra. It reminded me, and we keep doing this now today, looking back at other records from a period like in the late 70s, early 80s, mm-hmm. right? Starting, of course, with Motley Crue. The record reminds me of Lodger, the David Bowie record from the late 70s. Not as big. Anyway, in the way I fell for the Fun record, mm-hmm. out of my sort of bailiwick, as Stephen mm-hmm. likes to call it, I really am falling for this Amanda Palmer record. The song we just played from Amanda Palmer is called Smile, in parentheses, Pictures, or It Didn't Happen. And on the blog, we put up another song called The Killing Type, which I think you'd actually,
Well, I love that, and I love the thing you played. I'll definitely spend more time with this record, for sure.
So the record's produced by John Congleton. It comes out September 11th. And I look forward to you hearing it and everybody else hearing it. And I just wanted to play it flat out without knowing it and see if people judged it different, because that's a whole other topic.
Well, a band I think of that gets really huge like that song, that, you know, the Mars Volta, big, loud, crazy. Omar Rodriguez Lopez, he's the main songwriter and producer for the Mars Volta. He's got a solo record out now called Octopus Kool-Aid. And it's has some fantastic textures and rhythms. It's somewhat experimental, but it is so much more accessible than really anything I've heard from the Mars Volta. And that may be in part because he has such an amazing singer on this record, Terry Genderbender. Do you remember her from Les Boucherettes?
Oh, okay, now I do.
Yeah, who she came in and did an amazing, captivating Tiny Desk concert here. She's from the Mexican band Les Boucherettes, and she sings on this record. I want to play a cut from Octopus Kool-Aid. It's called People Feeding.
quirky.
Yeah, Terry Genderbender singing on that song by from Omar Rodriguez Lopez, "People Feeding." She, you know, she is such a ferocious presence live, and I think her voice works so well with the sounds that he comes up with on this record. It's sort of a dancey but dark mix. Mm-hmm. There's some very cool instrumental pieces on this record too. And if you want to hear more from Octopus Kool-Aid, this week's show, Alt Latino. Alt Latino is featuring another great cut from Octopus Kool-Aid.
Awesome. I've got one of the more curious CDs of the year for me. This one is, the record's called Felt. It's by a fellow I don't know, Nils Fromm. Hmm. And when I put it on, I could not tell for the life of me what was going on. I obviously heard a piano, but then there were all these other little creaky sounds going on. Turns out that Nils Fromm really likes to make record music. He likes to do it late at night. He doesn't like to disturb the neighbors, and he's an audio engineer. And what he's done is he's placed the microphone super, like hyper close to that where the hammers hit the strings with a piece of felt between.
On a piano.
On a piano. And has the level really cranked, and he plays really soft. You hear everything. So it's like a piano like you've never heard, but you also hear him. You hear his grunts, his breaths, his...
Yeah.
It's surprisingly gorgeous. I'm going to play this song called Familiar. It's by Nils Fromm. Thank you. pretty curious.
Wow,
stuff,
yeah,
right?
That is very curious record. I'd love to spend some time late at night listening to that. I love how he made the atmosphere of playing a part of the song itself. Very nice.
Nils Fromm is his name. The record's called Felt, F-E-L-T. And I want so much more. I want to see this performed.
Yeah, really, really beautiful. I want to play something that I got to from an artist I first discovered on All Songs Considered a decade ago.
You mean before you worked here?
It was right after I started. One of the first shows we ever did, we featured Tortoise. You remember the band?
Of course.
Tortoise. And that was back in July of 2001. The record then was Six Pack. Well, Tortoise led me directly to this next band that I want to play, the Sea and Cake.
Same label.
Yeah, same label. They're very closely associated, both Chicago bands, members play in each other's groups. Sea and Cake, I got to be honest, they totally fell off my radar for a number of years, but they are back with what I think is their easily their best record in a decade. It's called Runner, and the song I want to play is called On and On. Sam Prekop, he fronts the Sea and Cake. great record. It's called Runner, the song On and On. He's been very busy. He put out another full-length C&K album last year called The Moonlight Butterfly. Then he did a soundtrack for a movie called Pavilion, and now he's got this one. So three records in basically a year.
Everybody else looks like a slouch.
Yeah. That's Runner. It's out on Thrill Jockey, September 18th.
And we have Lars here. And Lars, speaking of slouches, no.
Wait,
no,
aw.
No, no. What I was going to say.
So low.
The opposite of slouch is the band you bring to the table, because the new record by Swans is this mammoth record.
It's just this giant 2-hour record that encompasses everything that they've been doing on their live tour for the last year and a half, which are 2-hour long live shows.
Yeah. And we've sat next to one another and felt the wind blow out of the speakers, the force of air.
And we were lucky that night because they were Michael Girard, the main vision behind Swans, requests venues to turn off air conditioning at their shows, but they wouldn't allow at the Paramount Theater.
Oh,
he wants you to feel the heat of the songs, Robin.
I would walk.
You know, you can't.
Probably
actually.
Not. No,
the total, it is so captivating. And they're coming to town. They're doing a tour with this record, Seer.
Yeah.
You want to tell us a little about this record? Because
I guess I should tell you what I did last night. Last night, I actually had a night off just to hang out, and I decided to turn off every single light in my apartment, light a single candle.
Nice.
My landlords are out of town for 2 weeks, and I played this record as loud as I possibly could, and it was just a rapturous experience.
That's fantastic.
It's loud, it's cathartic, and but it also has these incredible moments of beauty as well. And it's just not all about bombast.
And this Karen O sings on a lighter. If you call it lighter, I don't know.
There are a number of guest stars, guest vocalists and contributors to this record, including Alan and Mimi from Low, Bruce Lamont, who's in this great prog band called Yakuza, and Ben Frost, who worked with Brian Eno in the last year. So there's just a lot of sonically going on with this record.
Thor.
And then there's Thor Harris, who is auxiliary percussionist extraordinaire.
One of the cuts we want to play is this 10-minute song, and we're trying to debate whether to play the whole 10-minute song or not.
Oh, play the whole 10 minutes.
I mean, I can guide you through it if you want.
Okay, let's play the whole 10-minute song, but briefly, for someone who doesn't have 10 minutes.
So for the first 6 minutes, imagine, you know the record Red by King Crimson?
Oh, yeah, you bet I do.
Okay, so imagine that record's on skip. So imagine that rip for
a riff over and over again is what you get
for about 4.5 minutes. And then the track explodes. It's very cacophonous and cathartic. And then at about 6 minutes in, it all comes back.
Great.
And it's, Michael Girard is very good at that. I don't know how he knows how to do it, but he's been doing it for 30 years. So
great. Thanks, Lars Gotrich. The song is?
Mother of the World. We'll have this as a full stream in our first listen series.
The double record.
I think you meant Mother of the World.
Robin Hilton.
Thanks, Bob.
Adios. Get ready. Big. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
and where are you now, oh mother of the wild? Now we feed from your hand and we drink your fill and your all, so send them down to scrape and saw the soil, keep us safe inside your damp and rusty core, in and out again.